What does that statement mean? In part, it means, I am Matthew, and I have a form that is separate from Brother James. So I'm divided. I am a man. I have a penis. Therefore, I am not a woman. I am 20-something years old. Therefore, I am not 30-something years old. I am defining myself negatively by negation. Much of what we say about ourselves is about negation. Negation, division, limitation, separation. We say, I am Matthew, which makes it sound like a positive affirmation. But in fact, what I am saying is, I am not Artemis, I am not James, I am not Scott, I am not Jesus, I am Matthew. I am defining who I am by the negative. God doesn't do that. God is not defined in that way. What does that mean? Insofar as existence means a proclamation of dualities, God doesn't exist. Well, that's a profound one to say, yes. Our central tenet is, I believe that God exists, and I believe that God does not exist. This is a paradox, but not a contradiction. Because what we are saying is, we are emphasizing, on the one hand, the absolute immanence of God. God is within me. I could not be more sure of God's existence than if he knocked on the door and popped in and started talking to me. I am absolutely sure she exists because she is within me. At the same time, I know she does not exist in the sense that I exist as a man versus a woman. Insofar as what we call existence is only partial reality, not whole. God is the one. God is unity. But we have to be willing to struggle with the darkness of God's light, the shadow, as this text says, of God's light. God's light casts a shadow, and that shadow is the negation of these quasi-realities that we proclaim as the truth of what is, because it's not the truth. It is not true that cogito ergo sum. I am not who I am because I can think, any more than I am who I am because I have a body or a penis. These are shallow superficialities. I am who I am because God dwells within me. I am the tabernacle of the Most High God, and so are you. And that is the source of your dignity. That is the source of your essence. That is why you are called to be a perfecti. And I expect each and every one of you to be perfect in the sense that you are seeking unity with that essence of who you are. And so when we pursue God, we must be willing to jump into the unknown, to proclaim, I believe in a God who exists and does not exist. That is like a Buddhist koan, right? A way of challenging the mind. Because all of us here will always struggle with the two lower levels of who we are, the hylakos and the psyche. We struggle with the flesh, with the material level, in many ways, when we are challenged to misuse sexuality. Or more importantly, we are struggling every day against addictions. Addictions are the key way in which the hylic level attempts to get us off track. addictions to drugs, addictions to food, addictions to alcohol, addictions to tobacco. But these are just the surface level. What about addictions to what is safe in religion? We get addicted to the quick and addicted to the quick and easy fix. Our society is addicted to this idea of being born again, as if that's all you have to do. Your place in the heavenly realm is secure forever. Doesn't matter if you love your neighbor. Doesn't matter if you're a rabid, frothing at the mouth with racism and homophobia. It doesn't matter, right? Well, we're addicted to that version of salvation, the cheap and easy way. But most of us get addicted to something more subtle, something harder to defeat, and that is addiction to the mind, to the intellect. That is the true challenge, and that is that the level of the psyche is not enough. Remember, the psyche, I said, is usually translated soul, but what it really is the mind, the intellect. It will not save us. It's not enough either. And there are all kinds of misappropriations and addictions to the mind. The most basic one is the idea that intellectual belief is all that matters. If I believe the right things, then I'll be saved. Gnosticism says, no, you won't. You'll just believe the right things. And anyway, there are no right things. There's only the process of ascent through the body, through the mind, to the spirit. And if we become stuck in the level of the intellect, we're just as bad off as if we were stuck on the level of the body. And a good example of this